As I'm saying, the law excludes them. What happens is the law does not cater for those who are represented by the trade unions. But in the same law, it indicates that when you have further negotiations or when unions are negotiating with their employers, they should bear in mind that they should not negotiate below what is deemed to be a minimum wage. So this does not cover them because they've got contracts which are still running. They've got collective agreements which are still running. So that was subject to negotiations, not that it is automatic. It is not automatic that immediately there is this minimum wage which covers people who are outside this category. They are not affected. So these people wanted just to take advantage of that. And that's how they caused this problem at the mine.
We understand, Minister, that this new minimum wage law was put in place by the government without consulting with the unions. And we understand that this has led to the hike in basic commodities, like in bread, the prices of bread.
So that is not correct. As I have said, the unions negotiate for their salaries. The government has got no role to play in that. There are three forms of wages determination in Zambia. One is through collective bargaining. Unions negotiate with their employers and they agree, and the government is not involved. The other agreement, determination of wages, is that is by contract, individual contracts, or those people who are management staff, they agree with their employers and they sign an agreement or a contract, which is some of them, if they are junior officers, in some cases, if it's individual contracts, those are attested by the labor office. That is second. The third is those people who are not covered by any trade union and who don't have individual contracts, like the shop workers, like the maids, people who are not represented. So there the government also determines the levels of the minimum wage for those categories. So there is no law which says and compels the minister to consult.
In 2010, two Chinese mine managers were charged with attempted murder after they fired on a group of protesting miners. What is going on? Is there a tension going on?
There is poor industrial relations at that mine. And that's what I have assured those people, and I have directed the workers and some of the union representatives that they should improve their industrial relations. And all I have directed, that I will be sending some of my officers, and I expect management to sit down with some of the workers so that we carry out the training of their representatives, so that whenever there is a grievance, they should be able to sit down and discuss. It is regrettable that such an incident has happened. Maybe we may have lessons to learn from a bad experience, which is very unfortunate. But I have assured, government has assured the mine owners that if there are any differences which may arise at a later stage, we should be able to find a way of how to resolve it.